Welcome to the Life on Purpose podcast. I'm your host, Amy Debrick, and I'm so glad you're here. As you know, purpose gives you confidence. Confidence that you know what you're doing and why you're doing it, even if you haven't figured out how to do it yet. Purpose provides certainty that what you're doing does matter. And when you act with purpose, you project strength, authority, and authenticity. Because of that, I am so excited to share season 4 with you and all the tools, resources, and shared wisdom that will help you build and keep the confidence and self-esteem you need to be brave, and also to live the life God has for you. Being confident about our purpose helps us stay in our lane and eliminates comparisons. Now, if you are looking for some one-on-one coaching to help break down self-doubt and rebuild your self-esteem, be sure to schedule a free discovery call with me today. You can access that link on my website at amydebrick.com. But for now, let's get started. Welcome, friend, to the Life on Purpose podcast. I'm your host, Amy Debrick, and I am so glad you're here with me today. If you are a first-time listener, I want to welcome you. It is always a privilege to share what I've learned over the years from other incredible women about what living life on purpose really means to me and how it's possible for you as well. Also, I just want to mention that we still have seats available for the Focus Retreat. The Focus Retreat will be held September 27th through the 29th in Harrodsburg, Kentucky, at Shaker Village. Wednesday night will be the VIP event at my home at Harrington Lake. And I always think that fall is the perfect transition for a refocus. I think this is the perfect time for a reset, even more so than New Year's, because it's like back to school and there's just a whole new feel of coming off of summer, really wanting to get reorganized and all the things. So we have partnered with some incredible sponsors in the Lexington and Harrodsburg area who have generously donated some fantastic gifts for door prizes and giveaways. And so we are just so excited. So if you need a refocus with like-minded women to rest, recharge, trying to master all the things that it takes to live an integrated life, please head over to thefocusretreat.com and you can register today. And I also want to just mention that anyone attending that's a business owner who also wants to partner with us will receive a free upgrade to their regularly purchased ticket. We've had a few local businesswomen already take advantage of this, so I would encourage you to do the same. But all that to say, today I want to talk about how our perspective can shift our confidence. And so last week, my youngest began her senior year in high school. And I honestly can't even believe I'm saying it, that we're going to be empty nesters after this year, even though I'm not really sure that the nest is truly empty. Maybe that's just because I have 4 children, but I'm totally okay with that. But before she even left for school, I noticed that parents were already posting on social media using the wording, the last first day. And I don't know about you. I'm sure you've heard this phrase a million times, and I'm not sure why, but it is just not my favorite. And I don't know if it just struck me more this year because it's relevant to me and my situation, but I feel like it just exudes a more of a heaviness than hopefulness. And it feels like also that, you know, saying that means they're just never going to experience anything quite as good as high school. That said, I know that's not the intent, but it challenged me to approach the day differently. So I thought, what if instead of choosing the wording, the last first, I viewed it as just the first of something new, new experiences, new friends, new memories, and completely dropping the word last, focusing on the gains to come instead of the perceived losses. This example now may seem completely ridiculous, almost irrelevant, or maybe even slightly offend you because you've used this wording in the past. But trust me, that is not my intention. I too have used this exact same wording. My concern, though, when thinking about it more, was that we often, I think more than we realize, perceive things in the negative first. And I'll give you another example of that. Not long ago, I was meeting with a group of women, and one lady was sharing how she had become overwhelmed with all the things, you know, family, work, life, children, household, commitments, you know, and the list goes on. And naturally, us other women sitting there could relate when she was describing her current season of life. However, she used the term buried. And one other woman gently asked her after she was done speaking, Are you buried right now or are you planted? Now, immediately we all paused and reflected for a minute. And I thought, how often do we get stuck in a season or circumstance without recognizing or envisioning what will come from it? Sometimes, you know, the journey is dark and it is dirty and we can't see what's rooting or growing underneath, but that doesn't mean that something extraordinary isn't taking shape for our future. So just changing that wording from buried to planted shifted the whole perspective in the room about her situation. And I absolutely loved it. I thought, what better way to feel more hopeful and confident if I personally embraced a difficult journey or a difficult season, knowing that I was actually being planted instead of buried, that my current challenge or situation will be the very thing that produces fruit and helps me thrive better and stronger than I was before. I think it's completely common, to feel overwhelm or have overwhelm in our lives, and frustration chip away at our courage and strength and can quickly make us feel like giving up. But a simple mindset shift can change that. And I'm not saying we won't have times in life where it's hard and we either feel like we want to give up or we just, you know, feel sad about something. All of those things are valid. We've all had those conversations in our heads saying we should just quit this, what we're doing, or halt this dream, or, you know, feel bad about that and kind of dwell on things. Question if our time and effort is even worth it in some of our relationships. But before you do that next time, I suggest trying to shift your perspective. Changing the narrative from negative to positive means we're already holding space for something good to emerge from a dark place. It offers hope instead of defeat, and it reminds us that we will bloom even more in the next season, even though we can't see it right now. Perspective is so powerful, and exercising it in this manner brings back intention, confidence, and purpose. Of course, my husband and I will be sad when our youngest graduates high school. Even her siblings are having a hard time just coming to terms with the fact that the baby is finally going to be graduating. But our goal is to focus on what she has ahead of her rather than what she's leaving behind. And I want her to do the same. It can be hard to see the potential growth when we view change or see challenges as something other than a struggle. But I'm here to tell you that we can break old habits, old mindsets. We have a choice. We can trust that what it is that feels like is burying us now will be the very thing we need in order to rise. I always tell my kids that no one grows from their comfort zones, and sometimes life has to get messy and dirty in order to thrive. So I would encourage you to take some time this week to pay attention to your perspective on life. How are you viewing your challenges? Maybe today is the day to make a shift. And then ask yourself, are you buried right now or are you planted? Well, friend, that's it for me today. I hope you enjoyed today's episode. If so, please consider rating, reviewing, or subscribing to the Life on Purpose podcast so I can continue spreading encouragement and confidence. And if you haven't already, I would love if you would grab a copy of our book, Embolden. Embolden is an encouragement journal that I co-wrote with my oldest daughter, and its purpose is to meet women where they are today, but to not leave them there. So until next time, keep living your life on purpose, and God bless.